In this video, we're going to be talking about setting up your website for SEO success. And really in this video, we're going to be talking about performing a website audit. There are two different types of SEO. There is on-site SEO and there's off-site SEO. On-site SEO is everything that you can control. It's the speed of your website, it's the design, it's the content that's on your website, it's the URL structure, all of those things. It's everything that you have control over and that you can set up exactly how you want to set it up. Off-site SEO is everything that's outside of your control. It's mostly backlinks, but it's also your brand reputation, how you show up in media, and whether or not you show up in other reputable places on the internet. People try as hard as they can to control off-site SEO, but it's really impossible to predict 100%. And please do not buy links. The only way to get links is by providing value for other people. We'll get into this in the last module in this course. If Google catches you buying links, they will demote your website and you will not rank for anything. Website performance is incredibly important for SEO. Google cares a lot about the user experience for users. Increasing your website performance is one of the best ways to give a user a good experience. You want a fast, flexible, scalable, and optimized website. Now, what does that mean? A fast website is pretty obvious, but flexible, scalable, and optimized might be a little more subjective. Flexible and scalable are mostly about producing content. Does it produce content the way that you want to produce content? Are you able to title things the right way? Are you able to structure your website the right way? Structure your URLs the right way? Are you able to scale to the amount of traffic that you want to have? Can you handle the amount of traffic that might come from Google eventually? And optimized is mostly about optimizing things like minifying your HTML, speeding up your website, caching your website, minimizing images, all of those different things. Those are all things that you want for your website. Design-wise, you want your website to be lean, clean, legible, and simple. You don't want anything flashy. You don't want anything out of control. You don't want too many moving things. Sometimes a moving thing is okay, but you don't want too much. You want it to be simple. You want it to be readable. You want people to be able to get the information that they need clearly, and you want to be able to provide clear value to users. So I detailed some platforms for non-developers. If you want to start a new website and you don't know who to pick, these are some of the ones that I recommend. I like Webflow and Framer. They both are relatively similar, but they have excellent design and they have excellent SEO performance out of the box. You basically just set up your website and start producing content and it works really well. I've seen a lot of websites using Webflow that rank high on Google. I will say there is a certain point where Webflow gets really expensive and it's determined by the number of pieces of content that you produce. So if you plan on producing thousands and thousands of pieces of content, just take that into consideration. Another one that I really like are the newer Notion-backed CMS websites. So there's websites where you can link it to your Notion database, and you can basically just write content in Notion, and then it produces a website based on your content in Notion. These are very high performance. They're lean, usually pretty well designed. They have excellent SEO performance. I highly recommend checking these out. It just makes it very easy to produce content, and you don't have to worry about anything. I threw Ghost in here because I know at its heart, it's a very good platform. I just haven't seen many people using it in the wild, and I haven't seen many websites that are ranking very high on Google using Ghost. That doesn't mean that it's impossible, and that doesn't mean that it's bad. I just haven't seen it. And then last, I put WordPress with a puke emoji because I hate WordPress. I put it on the list because it's probably one of the most popular ways to produce a website on the internet, but it's also the easiest platform to produce the worst website possible on the internet. You can just get so out of control that your website is terrible and it performs very poorly on Google. At the same time, you can make a really well-performing website. You just have to follow 8,000 tutorials and spend several dozen days and weeks and months optimizing your website. I don't like that. I think it's dumb. I would much rather go with Webflow or Framer and just start producing content and start ranking on Google. So if you're a developer, you can certainly use a static site builder to be able to make your website. I personally use Jekyll. That's a Ruby-based static site generator. Once you get all of your different modules set up, you get all your pages set up, you get all your templates set up, it's really easy to just write content in Markdown and publish it to your website, and everything just works. The nice thing about a static site builder is that you can fully optimize the site to be perfectly well-tuned and you can fix all the bugs and you can fix any performance issues, and you don't have to worry about any nuances of any of the other platforms I mentioned on the last slide, because you can go in and you can edit the code, you can change where it's hosted, you can do anything you want. And that's why I really like static site builders for developers. A lot of people use Hugo. It's a much faster builder. Jekyll can be a little slow for actually building websites, but Hugo can be very fast. And then Gatsby is a good option if you are a React developer. So when we're doing a website audit, we saw a little bit of this in the previous video when I was talking about the SEO tools using PageSpeed Insights. We're looking at performance issues, hierarchical issues, structural issues, user experience issues, and technical issues. So just some things to check. What I would normally check on a website if I was doing an SEO audit, I would check to see if there's any broken pages. So any links that point to pages that are 404 pages, those need to be taken out of the sitemap or removed from the website. Any links on the website that are pointing to either internal links that are bad or external links that are bad should be removed or revised. Duplicate pages and content should be removed from the website. You should only have one page that has the same piece of content on your website. Orphan pages aren't a big deal, but like I mentioned before, internal links can pass PageRank from high-ranking pages to low-ranking pages. And an orphan page is basically a page on your website that has no links that point to it. It just sits on your website. An orphan page can be bad because if you don't submit your sitemap to Google, then Google's never going to find this page because it's not in a sitemap and there's no internal links to it. They're never going to find it. But also, it's not getting any of that PageRank from any of your other content or pages on your website. So you want to find orphan pages and you want to point some internal links to them wherever is relevant and contextual. Another thing to check is insufficient titles and descriptions. A lot of times there's either many pages that have the same title or the same descriptions, or the descriptions aren't long enough or the titles aren't long enough. This isn't a huge deal, but it can impact how pages from your website rank on Google. Header hierarchy is another thing to check. Does your page flow from H1s to H2, and does the layout of the content make sense? If you have random header sizes all throughout the page, that's a red flag to Google that your page isn't structured well, and that's a user experience signal, and so they will downrank your content. Lastly, on here I have sitemaps and robots.txts. Checking your sitemap is useful because you want to submit that to Google and you want to give them all the pages on your website that you want them to index and rank. Checking your robots.txt is useful because the robots.txt file is what tells Google where they can look on your website to be able to index content. Most of the time, the robots.txt just allows Google to go wild on the entire website, but sometimes you have pages that you don't want Google to index, and you can specify that in your robots.txt. But just don't do it wrong, because if you do it wrong, then Google won't be able to index your website, and then you won't be able to rank for anything. So some user experience considerations, just talking about like design and layout. How large is the text on the page? Is there enough contrast? Do all the links work? Do the images load? Are the images optimized? Is the font legible? Do I have too many calls to action? Good user experience is not only good for SEO, but it's also good for your business. So I recommend using tools like Ahrefs, Site Checker for full site SEO audits. I recommend using PageSpeed Insights for site performance and UX issues. And the Google Search Console will warn you if it encounters any issues on your website as well.